Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Feeling overwhelmed? You're not alone, trust me. In a world that's constantly buzzing and demanding our attention, it's easy to feel like we're drowning in a sea of tasks, deadlines, and expectations. But hey, don't panic just yet. This isn't an episode about accepting defeat. It's about taking control, finding clarity, and mastering the art of saying yes to what truly matters. So buckle up, because today we're diving into the power of prioritization techniques, your secret weapons for conquering overwhelm and reclaiming your sanity. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you turn that feeling of being buried under a mountain of to-dos into a sense of calm and accomplishment. First things first, let's ditch the myth that multitasking is magic. Ever tried to juggle chainsaws? Not pretty, right? Studies show focusing on one task at a time actually boosts productivity and quality. So put down your phone, close those distracting tabs, and give your full attention to what's in front of you. Imagine it like this. You're playing a game. Wouldn't you want to be focused on the screen instead of checking your notifications every 5 seconds? Next up, we've got the Eisenhower Matrix, your trusty sidekick for sorting through the chaos. Think of it as a 4-quadrant system where you categorize tasks based on urgency and importance. Stuff that's urgent and important gets tackled head-on. Things that are important but not urgent deserve dedicated time slots. What's urgent but not important can often be delegated, yes, even to Siri or Alexa. And anything that's neither? Well, let's just say it probably doesn't need your attention. Now, let's talk about the power of saying no. It might feel a little uncomfortable at first, but trust me, learning to set healthy boundaries is crucial for managing overwhelm. Remember, you don't have to be a superhero and do everything for everyone. It's okay to politely decline requests that drain your energy or don't align with your priorities. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let someone take your favorite parking spot, right? Your time is just as valuable. Speaking of priorities, what are you truly passionate about? What activities bring you joy and energize you? Make sure those things make their way into your schedule. It's not selfish to carve out time for self-care and the things that matter most to you. It's essential for your well-being and overall happiness. Finally, remember that progress isn't always linear. There will be days when you feel like you're on top of it all, and there will be days when overwhelm feels inescapable. Be kind to yourself, celebrate the small wins, and don't hesitate to adjust your strategies as needed. This is a journey, not a race. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're starting your day feeling energized and focused. You've got a clear plan of what needs to get done, and you're tackling tasks with confidence and purpose. No more frantic scrambling, no more missed deadlines, just a sense of calm and control. That's the power of prioritization. Remember, managing overwhelm isn't about doing everything perfectly. It's about making conscious choices that align with your values and priorities. By implementing these techniques, you can reclaim your time, reduce stress, and create a life that feels truly fulfilling. So take a deep breath, let go of the guilt, and remember, you've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some strategies that have helped you stay on top of things? Share your thoughts in the comments below or join the conversation on our social media pages. And don't forget to subscribe for daily doses of inspiration and practical tips to help you navigate the ups and downs of life with grace and resilience. See you tomorrow for another episode.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.